Sparks resident Adriana Marin Herrera was born in Cali, Colombia, and moved to the United States when she was 16. It wasn't an easy transition, but support from her high school science teacher helped. She shares the details for our series called First Days in America.
I have a book that I have with a big Colombian heart, red, yellow, and blue. That's called My Heart's Secret Corner, A Colombian Girl's Real Feelings and Thoughts. My name is Adriana Marin Herrera. I am 36 years old. I moved from Colombia when I was 16 years old, when the American government and the Colombian government killed Pablo Escobar. Actually, the cartels of Cali and Medellin were fighting, so there were still bombs and kidnappings. So my father's wife, fiancé at that moment, she was an American teacher who had lived in Reno before. She said, you know what, it's time maybe to move back to the U.S. for a while. And then I flew in American Airlines. I still have the napkin of the airplane. because I remember my loneliness in the airplane when that plane took off. When I arrived, it was at night and it had been snowing a lot. So the mountains were really white. My sister was already here with my dad. And my dad and my sister were picking me up from the airport in a little Honda, and it's a little white car that the lights go up, and I just saw it with the lights going up, and I'm like, ooh, what a modern car. So I have a bag. I slowly and slowly saved some of my memories. So when I started school was at January, my dad had put me in Sparks at Sparks High School. I got the bus. And I remember standing there, my hair kind of cold and chilly with these snowflakes kind of falling, these wet snowflakes, and getting on the bus and trying to figure out where I put my money or what. And then I got to the school, and they had already given me a tour of the school before, but that was the first day. And I had an extreme confusion with the bells, and like all the kids were coming out at the same time in the middle of those hallways, and I was just asking, showing my little paper, where is this class, where do I go, how do I go, because it was like a labyrinth. But people were nice to me, they were guiding me. I determined that some of the science classes were easy for me because I came at 10th grade. I met Mr. Geyer, my physics and chemistry teacher, and he was very influential in my life. He had teamed with other teachers, and they all collaborated to bring this scholarship called Gates Millennium Hispanic Scholarship Fund through Microsoft. And that's how I got to UNR to do my biology degree and then my master's degree in education. And then I started a PhD in environmental sciences, and that scholarship covered the whole thing. So nowadays, my life has changed a lot. I have three daughters. One is 3, one is 5, one is 9. Three strong women with my husband, Serge. And I'm raising them with my mother, Amparo.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
My mother is sweeping right now. She helps me a lot. She cooks a lot of our food. I work with the government in food safety. And I am becoming a small farmer, small female minority farmer, one of the very few in Reno, Nevada. This is my little Macondo farm. I named it Macondo because of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the author of Magic Realism in Colombia. So my logo is enjoy the magic of real local food. So from Magic Realism, from Macondo, from Colombia.
This story was produced by Leah Wigren, a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism who participated in NPR's Next Generation Radio program, which mentors student reporters. To hear all of the stories in the First Days in America series, visit KUNR.org.